For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio ads about the IRS, they tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset. A blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-973-7809 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-973-7809. That's 800-973-7809. What do you have to lose? Call 800-973-7809. Again, 800-973-7809.
Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing. I told her, take this plan, B, and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I be. Pillow talking to these, they say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet.
Hey, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John. 92.9 FM. ESPN. Hope everybody's having a pleasant hump day as we are one day closer to the 4th of July, where someone will be shot in the eye with a firework. It's going to happen. It always does in our city and around this country. Firework safety. I want us to be thinking about it as we go into this weekend. John, who was the former Giant that burned off his hand with fireworks?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Thank you. Remember Jason Pierre-Paul as we celebrate this country's independence. And it's Independence Day, obviously. Seriously, praying everybody has a safe and fun 4th of July. We got work to do before we get there, though. But John's in the holiday spirit, and he's in the birthday spirit. Of course, his falls on July 4th. Because the man is standing up for my monologue. That rarely happens. He's usually not paying any attention and certainly not this engaged this early.
Yes, sir. Nah, you don't mind if I stand like McAfee, do you?
Yeah, but it does. It bothers me. Especially because you're looking down at me from an angle.
No. I might be looking down at you, but I am lifting you up.
Literally, but not figuratively.
Yeah. So I think this show around July 4th does not get the credit it deserves, and let me tell you why. Me tell you why. Now, I know what you're going to do. You're going to say, we didn't do it. But I need proof that we didn't, because I think we did. We were the show that discovered that Backup Terry was from Memphis. We discovered that.
You guessed what I do on that. I don't know about that.
Because if you remember, a few years ago, we started talking about Backup Terry. Okay? We started talking about how it was like a staple of the 4th of July. And his cousin called into the show and said that Terry was from Whitehaven, bro. Nobody knew that at the time, bro. And it became obvious.
Man, we should go get that audio
evident after that.
Yeah.
But, I will say this. I'm going to put the Batman signal out. Terry and family, wherever you are today, please call in to the show.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
We'd love to hear from you.
I'd forgotten about those days.
You know,
when we talked to
Backup
them.
Terry is a, you know, it is as much, I think, a staple of. Let's just take a listen.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck? What you doing, Terry?
Every time.
Terry, what's going on?
Get swift. Every time.
So, like, for me, you know, In terms of like the Terry, as far as I'm concerned, is a founding father.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Exactly. It's Thomas Jefferson and then Terry,
especially around here.
One word like Prince Terry. You know what I mean?
Right.
When he signed the Declaration of Independence, it was just Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And so Terry.
When they asked campaign, when the police asked him, "What is your name?" What did he tell him?
Terry. He said it was Terry. So. I mean, that's a Memphis legend right there, ladies and gentlemen. And so, Terry, we don't have a contact information or number for you.
It's been a minute.
But I know that
I pray he's doing well.
Absolutely. We need a Terry update for this 4th of July. We got nothing but time.
That'd make our day.
So if anybody's out there that's connected to Terry, that knows him, please call us. What's our number? 445-0929? Or reach out to the Facebook page.
You've gotten this figured out.
Much love, and we want to get an update. Yes, it's a...
you surprised me with your start here, and you're still standing.
I'm still standing. I'm riveted.
Wow.
I am stirred by America. I am stirred, even in the wake of a potential incumbent stepping aside. I am stirred and I am moved by the spirit of America.
I wish that man, he was more stirred and renewed.
I know.
And awake.
It would help. But in the meantime, in between time, yes, obviously 4th of July tomorrow, and I hope everybody has a safe one. And you know, as you
as
said,
well on your birthday now. Don't overdo it.
You're
getting to be an old man.
I am.
And so you have to be careful on how you celebrate. That's what you find out as you get where you're at.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Especially you wake up. I mean, you got the kiddies around.
Yeah, it's different.
Just get sloppy with it like you used to.
Yeah, it's very different today than it used to be. But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that you know, they are here and
you've been delivered.
My daughter has already gotten me a birthday card. Yeah, and what's great about it is it says grandson. Like it's a song. It's a card for a grandson.
Oh, your wife allowed her to do that?
Yes, because
she picked.
She loves Spider-Man, and so the only Spider-Man card she saw was for a grandson. So it says "Happy Birthday, Grandson," but it's actually for Dad.
Yeah.
But it's Spider-Man. She loves Spider-Man, so it's all about the thought. You
special
know?
Meaning.
Exactly right. So grandson, she you know these
as
days,
long as she picked it out, dude.
Yes.
And that's where you're at now.
Yes.
Isn't that great, too, that you've reached a level where she's picking the cards?
Yes.
And that will continue and evolve, and you'll appreciate them even more.
Exactly. Even
special.
Even though she calls me John. No,
you can't have your daughter call
me
John.
I've said that. I said, you cannot call me that. You can call me Daddy. You can call me Dad. Don't call me John. But she still calls me John every now and then. It's kind of funny, actually. It really is. It's kind of funny.
Again, you white people funny on when you put the foot down.
Yes, actually,
you know, or when it's a negotiation with your little child, and apparently right now you're still in negotiation stage. You haven't put your foot down on that yet.
Yeah, I've said something. Believe me, but
it's going to have to get a little bit more serious. Apparently,
Yeah, clearly it will be. Grizz are going to get serious here in the next few days about Luke Kennard, right? I mean, I assume at some point, not that I'm losing sleep over this, but it is something they have to do. And then they'll get ready for Summer League play. What does it start, Friday?
Monday, I believe.
Monday, excuse me. Yeah. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. I'm so excited to
against
see.
The Jazz.
We still don't have rosters.
No, but we have a schedule. We don't have rosters, last I checked.
Yes.
Schedule we already knew.
Yes.
Roster so would be more useful.
We'll get into all of that
thank
today.
You, Chris.
On the show, Norton Hurd IV going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about his 4th of July plans.
Yeah, they're getting close to jam time. 13th, I think it starts up. So he'll be headed over to the East Coast here soon.
There we go.
So technically.
We'll do all that on the show today. But a lot to touch on. Let's do a little over-under.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Under.
I'm getting the sense that Jason doesn't like fireworks.
No, I don't like it. They bother me. I do.
Fireworks safety.
Exactly. I've covered too many stories of Dez intern over CA was on news for my sports days.
People just get crazy with it, don't they?
So, man went in the kid's eye.
Oh, that's terrible.
And was potentially damaged for life. Now, I don't know what became of that young brother. I certainly hope that he regained his sight. But it can happen. As John said, you can burn your hand off. Y'all just be careful. That ain't going to stop anybody from having fireworks.
Now, I think the guy from the Giants was a weapon, right? That was a...
No. That was fireworks.
Okay. Yeah, he burned his hand off.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of
Jason Pierre-Paul
was the guy with the gun.
Right?
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
That's him, yeah.
I mean, it's like his hand melted,
He came back with the Bucks, and he was like basically a clump.
Damn.
And
it was a whole question of could he be as effective? The guy was like a Pro Bowl-level dude, and could he be as effective with a hand that became essentially, as John said, a club? Because of fireworks.
I'm going to let somebody else do that.
That's what I'm saying. There's a guy that's got it all.
He's a professional.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
But we're going to have fun. We know we love our fireworks. Just be safe.
Well, Monday the Summer League starts, like John was saying, and we're kind of looking forward to seeing Zach Edey. But now the predictions start. Games played for Grizzlies' first-round draft, number 9 overall pick, Zach Edey this summer. The Linesmiths have set the number at 4.5 games.
Over. Under.
It's very important to say we don't know officially he's going to play. Although indications would be, since he turned down the Canadian team camp invite, the chance to go play in Paris with the Canadian team, that you would think. And he said he's getting his body ready, he's getting ready to play for the Grizzlies. You know, that's the goal. So you'd assume, even though we don't have official rosters, that needs to be said. All that said, it starts up on Monday, as we told John there over in Salt Lake City. You got 3 there before you go out to Vegas for 4 more. So you got 7 in total, 4 in Vegas, starts Monday. Here's the deal, and Harrington touched on this, we have too. He's not going to play back-to-back games. They go 8th, 9th, 10th of July, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in terms of that schedule. If he plays at all in Utah, he's going to play 1 game. Do you agree?
I don't know. I kind of feel like he would play maybe more than 1 in Utah.
Well, interesting. We might be discuss.
I think he would probably there's a chance you play the full slate in Utah and get shut down in Vegas.
I just can't see them putting him out there on back-to-back days. So what I can see is, yes, okay, to your point, if you're going multiple games, Monday and Wednesday, you split them up. But are you really going to put a guy that you're hoping to have in a Steven Adams role, it feels like, starting the year, you're going to put him out there, you know, 3 back-to-back-to-back day? You're certainly not going to do it 3 days in a row.
Right. Okay,
My guess would be if he plays multiple games in Utah, you'd have to split him up.
He plays 2.
Most would be 2. I'm going 1 because you want to – I mean, there's going to be – everybody's in Vegas, right? And if there's any gain to even playing Zach Edey at all in summer league, I'd think it's out there against – you know, a full, where I've got a sort of a judgment of who's on the other rosters. I can deploy him when I want to. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't play at all in Vegas. This feels like a guess, but I would go, what's the number? 2.5?
It's 4.5.
4.5?
We've said it
under.
4.5.
You've been talking
under.
About, you,
yeah.
Yeah, you've been talking about Wimby in 2 games.
Yeah.
And no, this is not Wimby. But I do think you're talking about a guy, one of the few guys maybe in this draft that right now is, especially for a relevant team, that is penciled in as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
No, it ain't Wimby, but you got to be careful with a starter. I'm going under that. I mean, I'd be, if he goes 2-3 games, I'm happy.
Yeah, so I think that is the number 4.5 because I think he would play. I think he's playing 2 in Utah.
If he plays 2 in Utah, you can get there.
Yeah.
You can talk me into it.
I do think under, though. I will agree. I think it lands on 4. I think he plays 2 in Utah, 2 in Vegas.
There's 7 games, right? I mean,
so he'll play a little over half of the games, and they'll be good with that, and they'll be happy with that.
I mean, he's had no injury history that you keep, I mean, you keep pointing out, and it's true, and so I guess there's no real reason to just hold him. But you're going to protect him. You didn't play Ja at all. Mm-hmm. This is, again, it's not just a guy that you're expecting to have a role off the bench. No,
right now,
he looks like a starter.
That's totally fair.
And I don't know if you remember, but back in the day,
nobody behind him.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled it up. You know, if you can't be expecting this load, but back in the day, Steven Adams was playing 27, 26, 27.7, you know, 28 minutes a game for the Grizzlies. Except what, 26, 27 for the Grizzlies. It had been a little bit higher at his previous stops. But, yeah, no, you're not going to ask that much of Zach Edey, but right now he's the only thing you've got in terms of the big option next to Jaren. You got to be careful as the bottom line. So it's got to be under 4.5.
So do you think the number should be 3.5?
Yeah, I think the number's a little high, but I know I'm messing with an odds maker, so I know that I don't want that to seem like pushback.
No, I mean,
it just feels naturally. In my gut, it feels a little
this
high.
This is an inefficient market.
I think
market.
You're going to be careful with him.
This is an inefficient market, okay? I don't have any information. We don't even know the roster, bro.
Yeah. We're assuming so because, again, he's declined.
I mean, to be clear, I'm taking the under on 4.5.
That's what matters. You're with me.
But you're probably right.
We are going into Independence Day.
It's 3.5. I mean, you know, one in Utah, two in – I mean, that, you know, that probably is right. He could play 4, you know.
I mean, you want to see him out there with Gigi, right?
Lord knows
I would have Laravia out there. Bro, I was listening. I mean, he had a great finish to last season, just in terms of finally showing something, shooting the ball, whatever else. That's not – Harrington talked about it. Most guys, where he is at in his career, you don't put him out there. You absolutely put Jake Laravia out there because you don't know that he's even going to get on the floor this season. You want to see what you got and see if he can continue that momentum.
Yeah,
I'd have him, Gigi, and Zach playing.
Yes.
You know, if I'm putting Zach Edey out there, he's going to be with some capable, certainly like a Gigi or Laravia. I'm not wasting him with all due respect to DJ Jeffries and everything else.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely the you know, that's the dilemma that we'll see. Is like how much do you sort of want to see that, and then how much do you want to potentially risk?
You know what I'd do? Man, I'd have Zaire out there. I'd say, man, you better go out there and average 25.
Mm-hmm. Go kill it,
let's
bro.
Let's go up your trade value if we can. So that, I mean, because apparently there's no, you know, you would think there's no market for him. Mm-hmm. I don't suppose they can force him to do that, but why not? Zaire's at a point in his career, he's got so much to prove, he should be out there. You know, to try out for the other teams in the league.
Right.
You know, show us where you should
be.
You should go in there and kill that thing. Again, you don't want him to take away too much from GG and other guys' opportunity, but I'd throw Zaire out there for a game or two.
I agree.
What else you doing with it? You're trying to up his value best you can.
Exactly.
It's negative right now.
But it'll be under. It's just a matter of how much under it goes.
How many minutes would the Brontosaurus play for the Summer Grizz?
I mean, if he plays, are you going to play the full, you know,
play a full game? Slate? Like, you start him, you give him traction, the whole deal.
Yeah, for sure.
20 to 25.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Let's go to the Lakers, the storied franchise. More years for LeBron with the Lakers after signing the deal. The linesmith has set the number at 1.5 years.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so he signed the 1+1.
Essentially.
His son got the 4-year deal, $8 million guaranteed, which is, what'd you say, the highest guarantee since Kennedy Chandler?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Kenny broke the record for second rounders, and now Bronny has broken that.
Yeah, so
wild.
There you have it. Brad asked me this on Jeff's show. Like, I think it just depends on how well it goes. I don't think it will go well, honestly. I mean, you look at what they... I mean, the only thing the Lakers added this offseason were Dont Connect and Bronny James, right? They lost Taurean Prince and Spencer Dinwiddie. So, I mean, I'm not saying those were great players, but they were certainly, like, proven NBA players, whereas Dont Connect, regardless of what Tennessee fans seem to believe, is not, right? He is certainly not that. So I don't think it's going to go well for them, and so I think because it's not going to go well for them, I could see LeBron saying, you know, I've done my time in LA. I've given it as much of a shot as I can give it.
Mm-hmm.
I got the year with my son. Mm-hmm. I got him the 4-year deal.
There you go.
Now,
because the son doesn't get this set up.
Yeah.
If the Lakers aren't trying to retain him.
Yes.
Now he's set.
Yes.
You can move.
LeBron's going to play, I think, 2 years max, including next.
You think he's only doing 2 more, period?
Yeah, I think he's doing next year with the Lakers with his son, and then that last year when he's, what, 42?
Yeah,
he's
whatever the age is.
He's going to sign a 1-year deal with a contender.
No, it'll be another 1-1. He'll keep doing one.
Fine, give himself the option. But essentially,
yeah, I just wonder. I can't ride. I think he's going to keep trying to ride as long as we don't see the fall off
with the Lakers.
No. Elsewhere. I thought you meant career.
That's what I'm saying. Career.
That's what I'm saying.
I think if it goes poorly with the Lakers, he's
I think
out.
LeBron thinks he's got another 3 years going. I think there's a good chance LeBron goes another 3 years. Man. I don't know. It's interesting to discuss how much more.
I mean, he's 39. He'll be 40 in December. You think he goes till he's 42?
Trying to chase another title? Absolutely, I think he might. And again, it's just a matter
That's
of doing
crazy.
Another 1-1 after this year. You can opt out. He can opt out, go to another team, sign another 1-1, and there's your chance to play 2 years in a competitive situation of your choosing. Again, if I'm the other teams, I'd be smart. I'd be wary about adding LeBron James at his stage of his career and what all comes with that. But he can go seek a contender and play two more. I'm not predicting he plays three more. I could just see where he does. You know, trying to push it and chase the title.
So Vince Carter played from 98.
He's got the record,
2020.
Right? Yeah.
Obviously not well for the majority.
Oh, I mean, you know,
the majority of the end.
Yeah,
of that.
But it's not. But it's
his last good years were with the Grizz, like that 2014-15 season. Like that was really about it for him.
Well, right. Not at the level of LeBron is certainly.
Yeah. So
a diminished level.
Yeah. I don't even know if he played that much. I mean, he did appear in 76.
Who did he finish with, the Hawks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess that part right.
I mean, he played in 76 games in 18-19, 60 games in 19-20. So he was still a very like.
How many minutes?
He was averaging basically 17 minutes, 16 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. Is LeBron cool with being that? I don't know.
He ain't going to be that by year three, bro. I'm telling you, this dude, you talk about freaks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just is that.
Yeah.
You can't see him going another 3 years. I don't know
if I would say three.
Not just getting Bronny in. We got to get a little Brycey in.
Mm-mm.
How much more we got to go to that? What is he?
He's in high school yet, is he?
Yeah. I think he's like a junior or something.
Going
into his junior year. I want to tell you he was a sophomore in the EYBL last year. You know, he came here to Memphis at one point.
Okay.
He's got to be in high school.
I think he's 17.
There you go, baby. See, we gonna wait because that's my friend. He is the chosen one. Have you seen where he's at and the stuff he's doing? And again, the difference is the size.
He's a senior.
He's okay. I thought going into junior he's going to senior. Dude, he was on the EYBL circuit when they came to Memphis.
But he's only a three-star prospect.
But he's got the body. It's coming.
Okay, look
who he's working out with every day.
He's 6'6".
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's shooting step back jumpers. Everything else. I think John, you're right. He's a lower ranked prospect right now.
That's going to be tough to get him drafted.
But bro. He's going to rise.
I mean, Bronny,
he's growing into the body. I'm seeing step back jumpers, everything. When you're doing it at 6'6", 6'7", it's different. The ceiling is higher for him in terms of what he could become. Not saying he will, but I just think he's got a better chance than Bronny does. I really do.
Because
of the body.
That's a take.
He's got more of his dad's body.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bronny did not get dad's body.
Isn't that ultimately what's going to hold Bronny back is being 6'2"?
If he's not Drew Holiday, I heard y'all discussing it this morning. If he's not somebody like that, a guy that can make a difference defensively at that size.
Right.
Like, he's athletic enough, but if he's not a dog defender, he's not going to make it in this league. And so, can he become that? Yeah, because he's got the IQ enough to understand that. Like, it ain't going to be about you and shots. He knows that. Yeah. That's where you check the box on him. Like, he understands that. But if he doesn't become it, he's not lasting in this league.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how many Drew Holidays are there out there?
I'm not totally ready to go that far in terms of Bryce, but...
Dude, come on with me.
He's really...
You're not with me that he has a better chance NBA-wise than Bronny? I mean, that's not a hot take.
It is because, I mean, Bronny's there.
Just because he's a three-star right now?
Bronny's there. You know, I mean, Bryce has, like, no offers. Bryce has, like, Duquesne... cool interest.
And he's interested in his senior year. I'm surprised.
He's ranked like 170 in the country.
I thought he was junior.
Like there's been no hype about him.
Bro, go on TikTok and Instagram. There's hype. And Bron's going to get him a chance just like he got the other one.
I mean, he might get him a chance with a two-way or something. But I don't think they're not going for that twice in a row.
Let him grow another 2 inches.
I mean, he's running out of time. He's running out of time.
He's going to be fine, bro. You've written him off already. No way.
I really didn't do anything. He wasn't on my radar. You know? Like, I just kind of got Bronny in. And
John, you still had him in elementary. So yeah. we've educated each other. I didn't realize he's going to senior year.
Yeah. So that's a bit of an issue. But that's not really the discussion today. So do I think he goes I'll say he goes under with the Lakers, but over for his career. That's where I'll say.
What's the number four, Lakers or career?
It's for the Lakers.
Well, he's going under because I think he's out of there after this year.
Yeah, that's
again, he's setting it up for his kids.
He was very generous to give back
a million
dollars.
And he absolutely will get Bryce. And he will not let get one kid in the league and not do it for the other one. You lost your mind.
He can be part of that Vegas franchise.
Think about how much Bryce will resent him.
Bro, I mean, it's a difference in player, though. It's a difference in achievement and ability.
Not really by the time it was done.
Well, we'll see.
Because, again, what was Bronny by the time after
the
party?
Issue.
And a guy that averaged 5 at USC, freaking Boogie was better.
Boogie was very much
better. The end, he wasn't anything.
If
in the
Boogie
end,
was LeBron's
from
son,
a basketball
he would be a top
standpoint,
10 pick.
He's not ready. Same thing as Bryce. I mean, in the end, he wasn't a 5-star either. He's a guy that couldn't even, finish up a season. You're right. I mean, right now, if you look at the offer list, it's bad, but I don't know if I'd be getting involved with him either based on what just happened because LeBron will be controlling your team.
Right. No, I wouldn't get involved. Yeah, because everybody that's
I mean,
in
we saw what
with
happened
LeBron
with USC. They forced him out there. They threw the whole team off.
Yeah.
Look at the whole Collier and Boogie situation. That was an absolute mess.
Yep.
You're a smart college basketball coach probably if you don't want to get in the business of LeBron
that's
because
right.
The business of LeBron controls everything.
Yeah, like it's like what's the last situation LeBron's been in, whether it's him or his son, that was actually good.
But I'm surprised only Duquesne has offered. You're telling me that's his offer list.
Yeah, I mean,
I should have read up some more.
USC was on there, but that's probably not been updated since there was a coaching change.
Oh, well, Musselman be a fool.
And that's not happening.
It's must now. I wouldn't do it.
So I don't know. He's probably going to end up at Duquesne with the guy, Drew Joyce, that LeBron's friends with. So anyway, yeah, I think the answer is that under there regardless.
Yeah, so last night I was one of the five people that apparently watched Hard Knocks off-season on HBO Max. Episodes you'll watch of in-season Hard Knocks. Our linesmiths have set the number at 1.5 episodes.
Over. Under.
I plan to have some time, so I figure I'm going to go. I'll tune in. John's already sort of played spoiler on the first episode for me. Texted me like 6 a.m. this morning, quotes from the damn show. Why is that the first
thing?
John, why is that the first thing I got this morning from you?
What was the second thing you got? I think the first thing you got was,
LeBron signing?
Yeah.
The money?
He was generous to take $1 million.
$1 million. It was the Woj tweet. So, John, and first thing was the Woj, and that was important because LeBron had talked about taking a pay cut, a real one. Clutch had talked about that. He ends up shaving off $1 million when they couldn't get Clay. He's like, y'all can't get Clay? Pay me.
100%.
And we'll roll with what we've got.
Yeah.
Connect and Bronny.
Yeah, like my whole thing
and they re-signed Christie. Like, I think that's it so far.
They gave Christie $8 million a year. Like, the way the tweet was phrased by Woj was just so good.
Well, he works in a way for him, too.
There's still a conversation with agent Rich Paul and Lakers on James taking $1 million or so below max.
But he worked for Pelinka and the Lakers with this whole J.J. Redick thing.
Yeah.
Because Shams was on that through Clutch.
But it was also to be able to keep a little more roster-building flexibility.
It is.
Who the hell are you signing with $1 million?
Nobody.
The tiniest wiggle room you've ever seen.
I mean,
but Woj will classify it as that. Remember, he's the man that said, you know, adding Bronny will help your G League organization. It will fill
attendance.
The stands. Yes, that's why he should be drafted. Maybe first round.
$1 million.
Less sales, hells, hell. If I get the next scoop from y'all, I'll do it.
I mean, listen. You give me 50, I'll take 49. I'll take 49. Give y'all that little.
Well, he's got. Let's be real. He's got makeup work to do with him because Shams is entrenched. He's clutch, and so if you're going to get anything from Ron and those guys, he had makeup work to do, and he goes out and helps sell Bronny. Mm-hmm. You know, as a real pick,
right? So anyway,
and helps sells that as LeBron taking a pay cut. To your point.
Point being that was
which it wasn't.
The Hard Knocks thing was the second thing.
Back to Hard Knocks. Excuse us.
Yes. I mean, look, I just saw it on Twitter. I just saw the scenes on Twitter.
I still don't appreciate the spoiler.
I think I'll probably not watch over 1.5 episodes. I'm not very compelled by the Giants. They're not a team that's relevant. They don't have any interesting personalities. Like, Daniel Jones is not a real quarterback. I can't say I'm just – I mean, I get it. It's 1-32, but it's just not a team that – like, if it was the Bengals, I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go. If it was, you know, somebody like that where there's, like, some personality and – but Daniel Jones is the big draw here. I'll pass.
It sounds like it's more front office-y, right? I'm sure we will see, but it won't be a focus on the players. That'll be more so for the you know, for the Bears and the regular, you know, training camp episodes. This one sounds like, from everything I've read, it's going to be more. And Brad, it sounds like you saw some of it more about the front office stuff and seeing those guys. So you're right. Daniel Jones has no personality. You know, that's, I wouldn't want to follow him anyway. But if this is just about the Giants in the offseason losing Saquon, that sounds interesting. I guess the last days of Saquon, but you know the ending already. Yeah. And if I'm, to be honest with you, if I'm losing Saquon, if I don't have that side of things, now that's an interesting guy to me. Saquon Barkley always has been, even back to when Susie, you know, Colbert forced him to, you know, do thing about baby, you know, baby daddy. He's always been. He's not there though, and so. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you, hey, with the extra time, I'm going to watch all these. I'll go under. I'm probably going to end up only watching a little bit, end up going under an episode.
I just need more.
It's the Giants.
Even if it's not the players, it's about those players. Like, I need a little bit more draw.
The more interesting discussion about the Giants, I think, is what you and I discussed this morning by text a little bit later on in our discussion.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Giants, we talked about yesterday, our guy Matt Miller had that mock draft where he's got y'all trading up two to get Shadur. He had the Giants trading up to one to get Carson Beck. Now, why would they have to do that? Because that would, you would assume Daniel Jones doesn't have a good season here at, what, John, $40 million or whatever it is. And you can, with that contract, I think the way it's written, Jeffrey Wright would know better, they can get off of him and it not penalize them in a way where they're ready to go get a rookie quarterback. Many argue they should have gotten one in this draft. Instead, they went and got Malik Nabers. Now, Nabers is the weapon that helps you prove, this front office prove, that Daniel Jones is not the guy. So back to the point, where I could see happening and why the Giants are interesting is once Daniel Jones is goes out there and does what you and I think he's going to do and be average, they will then move on, perhaps be really active in trying to move up, some think, even maybe to number one. Funny thing is, man, can you is Carson Beck a savior? Is he a franchise quarterback? I don't think we know. But either way, that's the interesting thing about the Giants is that I think this is, frankly, Daniel Jones's last year. They've probably known it for a while, but this is the time they'll be able to move off of him. Now you'll be able to say, we got him a weapon. It was still he's still underachieved.
They brought in the guy from the Raiders, Illuminor.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yep, so for on the offensive line. So, they'll say that, you know.
They'll tell themselves.
And honestly, again, the best ones, the ones that make it, don't wait for the rest of the team to come together. They like Joe never had a great offensive line. Like, he came in, and it was obvious, right? Like, Joe Burrow was a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't wait, you know? I mean, yes, there are situations where, like, Bryce needs more. Daniel Jones did need more.
Do you think
they
should have taken the quarterback this year and been active this year in this draft with this crop of quarterbacks as opposed to trying to do it next year?
Not really.
Or was that the right move?
I think
to take the receiver first. Because
you have Daniel under contract.
Get the weapon.
Yeah.
And then that weapon, Malik, you'll have for your next guy.
He'll be your litmus for Daniel, and if it doesn't work, he'll be the
now,
guy.
And he is that's sort of what Bears
do. Yeah, I think it's just the way you have, Daniel's under contract, so you really, okay, you have everything you need. Let's see what we get out of this, and if not, easy to move off of, and then you'll make a move in the next draft.
I predict that happens.
I watched this episode last night, and it was thin. I mean, this Joe Shane cat, who's only in his second year, I think, he's up against it. I don't know how it lasts. It's a tough gig because you're so thin. You got the Daniel Jones problem. I think they might be screwed the next couple of years.
But Daniel's not his, is he? Or did Or did he sign Daniel to this contract? Feels like he's not his.
I don't think he's his.
I don't think he's his.
No.
Which means, I mean, you have to want to get to your guy.
Yeah.
If you're him. And so that's what makes sense.
It's hard, though. You do notice how hard the job is. What's weird is, too, it looks a lot like like they're making trades. I think I said this to you, John, on the show. They're making trades while they're at these camps, just sitting there talking. Like it is, it's a little insightful. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's no real football. Right. It's just like
you'll get to real football in August from Chicago Bears training camp, baby.
So I've heard.
Just stay hungry. Because we're going to feed you.
Well,
interesting
storylines. The sports gods are listening to you, Jason. So just be careful.
Just said, and we're going to feed you interesting storylines. Didn't make any predictions about Super Bowl or anything else. Interesting storylines, including the man they call Painted Nails. I cannot believe.
Oh, that's coming.
That Jeffrey Simmons has given him that nickname. He's got the again.
You can believe that.
But I love the chip that you're putting on his shoulder by calling him names already.
Hungry.
You and Jeffrey Simmons and John.
Let's go to Memphis basketball here. We had the recent news, that the waiver news. More players Memphis basketball will add. Linesmen have set the number at half a player. Over under on that. Will we add any players on this team?
Well, I need to know if Daniel's coming.
Daniel.
He's committed, but he's not signed.
Oh, Daniel.
Love putting you on the spot about him. John forgets him every time.
Yeah.
I have too.
And then everybody remembers.
Yeah, the Portuguese.
He's committed, and he would be one. You've got four if you don't have him.
Oh, this is a foreign
he's
committed. Player?
He's not. He's apparently
Elijah Tuck, right?
Yeah, the Vieira Tuck or something.
Yeah.
I forgot about that cat.
Again, you cannot forget about the Portuguese beast. Now, have clarified, and we did it when you were gone, and we need to get you updated again.
Him.
He is not really from Portugal. Mom, I think, is
Dallas. Right,
he's
right.
He's from Texas.
Right.
So he's really one of us.
He played for the Portugal.
But he went over there. Right, he went over there. And apparently he's better than Bryce.
Well, most people
After you, I mean, apparently Bryce is not good at all. He's just a social media. John has schooled me today on Bryce. We only got one offer. We need to get that up.
He averaged 5 points.
Where is LeBron? Where is Mike Miller? Can we get some better representation and get some offers or something?
Mike declined, bro.
He's not going to take Bryce.
No, I mean, you
make Bryce sound sorry, my man.
Damn, bro.
Bronny is looking up at him, and you're telling me he's only a 2-star.
See, as a GM, you would last 2 years.
Dude, I would take him and I would hold him hostage. I would take him and hold him hostage and
this
say,
man,
Dad, come to me.
This man drafted Bryce in the lottery. He does an interview, but no. Have you seen his body?
Say, come play a year for me and solidify
They would light your ass up on Twitter after your drafts.
No.
I mean, that's
social media since say, Bryce and Mikey should go start a team together.
Exactly. That's your
and
team.
And JJ. We're going to put JJ on there, too.
JJ, because he needs a landing spot. They are.
Yeah. He needs a landing spot.
Yeah. No, JJ Taylor, right?
Yeah, JJ Taylor.
Oh, okay. Not Jermaine.
Oh, no. I'm talking about J.J. Taylor.
Although he might install Jermaine as the head coach.
Oh, thank you.
It's possible Jason would do that.
No, we're formally entrenched on the support staff again.
Yeah. Okay. Who is
assistant's apparently support staff.
I did also hear that perhaps Mike Davis will not be an assistant. That there was perhaps some confusion about that.
Hold up.
This was supposed to be about players. It's a, you know.
I'm talking about Memphis basketball.
I can't keep up.
I don't really know. I don't really have much else to give you on that. I just heard that
Godfather's not talking after that interview he did with Memphis Shelby County Schools.
Like there might be a chance.
He gave you everything.
He's elevated to that
later.
Told
you where he is. He's not talking right now. No.
But we did absolutely get confirmed that it is not on court support for Faraji. That we did get.
But everybody can be on court now.
Is that true?
So you don't. Yeah, I think so.
But that doesn't take away from the genius of the line, though. You know what I mean? Like, the line was too good at the time.
Faraji's a good man. It's sad to have seen him get now demoted a couple of places.
Man.
Yeah.
Because the dude's a good coach. He was a dominant high school coach. It just has not. It shows you how hard this is. I mean, if you ain't bringing players to the table and everything else, and I realize Faraji's got, you know, development instincts, everything else. I mean, look, he had Jeremiah Martin over at Mitchell, like the guys helped.
Who on the staff is bringing players besides Penny?
That's tough.
It's Rick.
It's been at Vandy at Memphis.
It's Rick.
Yeah, Rick's the guy.
The dollar gets it. Rick couldn't get it if there wasn't a dollar on it.
Well, that's fair.
He didn't have the dollar in his back pocket.
I'm just saying
Rick's just been great with the organization of it, everything else. I mean, he's been Penny's right hand.
That's fair.
You know, Penny ain't screamed about NIL, you know, since Rick got a hold of you. You put Rick in control.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put the final, you know, touches on, you close the case, it's done. Right? That's where he's really helped you.
So how many more players will Memphis add? Yeah. You know, I don't know. They'll have over.
It's three open scholarships that Daniel's on.
So. They have to add more than none.
I mean, it seems like there aren't any available.
There won't be
that
any.
That will be impact guys, if I've been reading what you've been writing.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless, like I said to Brad, unless somebody gets kicked out of school or something, you know, or like,
well, they'll leave at least one open. Yeah,
like then you can't project that, right? So they'll add like a depth piece, but it won't be anything that like materially changes their ceiling or gets people excited.
I'm telling you, at this stage of the game, you might as well add Jonathan Lawson.
Okay,
I mean, you might as well.
Yeah, as long as everybody's on the same page, like about expectations.
Well, we talked about that. I think you would have to understand that, you know, you've gone out and gotten these older guys. They might start in front of you. Obviously, they will. I mean, they were the priority over you. But there will be opportunity on that wing. That's the part of it we discussed. Without David Jones, you know, you got Kobe Rogers. You don't know what else, really, quite frankly, on the ring. Sure, you could go small, but on the wing, there's going to be opportunity there. And that's if I'm Jonathan Lawson and I'm looking around the country and everybody else has got their guys, unless I'm looking, as we said, to drop to a lower level, I see opportunity at Memphis, and I see a coach who knows me.
Right.
And a coach, John, you would know that, plays everybody. When has Penny not played everybody?
Yep.
So,
yep.
May as well do Jonathan. I would be all for Jonathan Lawson at this point of the game.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Might be good for both sides.
Yeah.
And then it's just a collection of walk-ons. Is that it, outside of this kid?
Yeah, we're talking about, scholarship guys. That's still it's low, like John said here. Maybe add one or two guys.
4th of July weekend, happy birthday in advance for John Martin, who turns 30 tomorrow?
33. Yeah, I'm getting up there.
Wow, the years are stacking, John.
Yes, they are.
Coming out your 20s. He rolled the time. He rolled.
How long have you been with 92.9, John? Since you were 20?
I got here probably 21? Like the Monday after I graduated from Memphis. So I got here in August 2013.
So 11 years.
Yeah, I've been here for 11 years in some form or fashion.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, man, it is kind of nuts.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Appreciate it.
We're going to be shooting the fireworks in your honor tomorrow. Maybe I won't. I'll watch professionals do it like Jason gave us advice on. The question here in over-under with Jason and John, the number of fireworks that each of you will personally light tomorrow or this weekend. And the number we've set is 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, this includes, obviously, Roman candles. This includes, I'll even say, a sparkler.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I think that is considered a firework. It doesn't have to be the big daddy.
Somebody said, y'all, Palazzolo don't allow y'all to do that out there in the cove.
I think it's incredibly difficult to enforce.
Yeah, well.
A lot of my neighbors are. I mean, all of them.
Because what y'all got out there are some snitches.
They've been shooting fireworks in our neighborhood for a week, bro.
Yeah, same.
I mean, it's...
Really?
Yeah.
No, you must have a young neighborhood.
I thought it was for Juneteenth, but it was past Juneteenth, so it couldn't have been for that.
Oh, no, there were fireworks on Juneteenth in Cordova.
Well, not in my neighborhood, but yes.
Of course, because none of y'all celebrate over there.
Well, I celebrated in my own way.
I
was exploring and reflecting.
Yeah, absolutely, celebrating in the Dova.
Yeah.
I heard them.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife, I said, fireworks on Juneteenth.
Nice. That's right.
It felt like a new thing.
But you don't get to tell me how I celebrate Juneteenth. You know, I do it in my own way. I don't have to light off fireworks.
As long as you're reflecting.
That's what I have always done. I took the entire day.
I thought we discussed you spent very little time reflecting.
No, I explored and I reflected, bro. Okay, it's just that simple.
You need to appreciate it even more now.
That
you're getting the day.
Yeah.
You have the time.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the least I can do.
Remember Texas and Galveston.
That's exactly
right.
Yes,
sir.
That's not where the Pelicans got sent after the playoffs. That's not.
No.
Okay. That was a little joke that Chuck made.
Right.
But little reverence given to the history of Galveston in that moment.
I don't remember that joke by Chuck.
He said they're not even going to Cancun. They need to go to Galveston.
Damn.
You know, for me, I was offended.
They're going to go somewhere else with DeJounte now.
Maybe so. Maybe they can go to Hot Springs.
What happened to all your confidence in Willie Green?
Dude, I mean,
it doesn't matter. You can't coach him up. I mean, he's got three or four dudes now. I mean,
I don't think DeJounte Murray is a winner. I don't think he's going to contribute to winning. He got ran out of the San Antonio organization. He got ran out of the Atlanta organization. Now we're going to say all of a sudden he's going to New Orleans where he's going to become a winner. I don't buy it.
Interesting.
I just don't buy it.
No chance to win with the Hawks.
Well,
I think again there was value in trading him at the time they did in with San Antonio. Did they really sour on him? You've schooled me today on Bryce. Or did they really go to a point where they're like, no, we don't want you because he was gangster?
Well, you're talking about San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
He really run
I,
his
I,
way.
I think
run.
They just, you know,
the value that went was then.
Yeah,
it was smart to do it.
Well, but they didn't see him as part
look
of
at the,
their
what
future,
they got.
Right? Like they didn't see him as the guy to build around.
I mean, that's true. I suppose
they said, "Why don't you? We'll just ship you off with Trae Young."
I mean, at one point there, he was a good defender. He averaged a career best last year. I know Trae Young doesn't affect winning. I think jury's still out on DeJounte.
Yeah, I mean,
I can hear the argument.
They traded DeJounte Murray to Atlanta for Danilo Gallinari and three firsts.
Oof. Three firsts.
And they got three firsts out of it.
There's huge, for that the value that we're still.
But Danilo Gallinari.
Benefiting from.
You know what I mean?
That's about the three firsts, bro.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, it's, you know, three firsts is not something
for
to sneeze
DeJounte
at.
Murray, your own guy that but, nobody, I mean, Rudy you know, Gobert was got a, four, you took a chance on.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's a damn defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but he gets played off the floor in the playoffs.
Oh, stop. He was fantastic this year, except for one game
Look,
which Luka was breaking
let's just,
it down.
Let's just get you your team. Gobert's at the five. Mm-hmm. DeJounte Murray's at the two.
Don't act
Bryce
like
is at the three. Mikey's playing point. Mm-hmm. Who's your four, man?
No, we don't need Gobert. Gobert is in the league with Minnesota firmly.
I need to know who your four man is.
That team you're talking about, that's something else.
Angel Reese.
That's for
there
the
you go.
Special
that's
cases.
That's your four. There you go. That's
special cases.
We got Angel Reese.
Well, you need to look at what she's doing, setting records about to.
Well, I mean,
salute Candace Parker because your double-double record. Well, forget rookie stuff. We're going for the whole thing.
Right.
Ever since you talked bad about her and her field goal percentage, she has been on an absolute tear.
That's what she does.
And yesterday she was named an All-Star.
Off the backboard.
It was very emotional for us, for all of us in Chicago. We're so glad we dropped her. Well, I mean, she dropped to seven. We're so glad we drafted her.
Right.
She's been an absolute wonderful addition.
Yeah. No, you and Ron Tillery, just super excited
now, don't,
about Angel
Don't
Reese.
Pair us again.
Yeah. Y'all love Angel. But no.
No it, update on that, I see.
No update to report.
When was that? Was that Friday?
That was Friday, yeah.
Amazing.
So maybe he just needs
a true
weekend.
Mystery.
Not really. Not a mystery anymore.
Mystery solved?
I'm ready to call it. I'm ready to call it, man.
Hit the hammer. Ron's guilty.
Who's our man on Friday nights? Keith Morrison? Is that him? That's the guy, right?
Friday nights.
On Dateline, isn't
yeah,
it?
Keith yeah. Morrison, the GOAT.
We don't need to call Keith Morrison in for this one. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't need his narration. It's pretty cut and dry who's who. I don't suspect I'll be getting any more tweets from that account anytime soon. I'm just telling you.
I'm surprised the account still exists.
Oh, it exists, but it's not to tweet about Memphis sports anymore.
Especially if you've been identified.
That's right. He has.
Did the KD burners keep going after he was identified?
That I don't know.
It feels like they died.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't put much energy, at least in those same ones.
Yeah, he no longer is weighing in on, you know, topics. That, yeah. You know what I mean? Like certain topics and certain accounts in Memphis media. That being said, fireworks, I'm going to say under. Because I don't really, you know, I don't.
Yeah, babies and little ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like with them, you know, it's just, you know, I agree in terms of the professional, right? Like go to a show, go, you know, let the professionals handle it. You know, if you've got experience, that's one thing, right? But I do not have much experience. So I would stay away. It'd be under for me.
Yeah, we're not a fun show when it comes to fireworks.
I'm so sorry.
I like to lean toward the underside as well. I've done it a couple of times where I, you know, go buy you a pack of fireworks, do that. Heck, was around some yesterday, so just so little CJ.
Yeah.
Have a little fun. Obviously, we're very safe, but it ain't fun to me. The only thing I'm worried about is burning something down.
Yeah.
And you know what I hate, too, is when I come out the next day and I got all the bottle rockets in my yard, and I'm the one cleaning them. Now, y'all shot that from across the street. You should be considerate enough to come pick them up.
Agreed.
But I'm cleaning. See, I'm not a fireworks man, and you're putting me in a situation where I got to pick up the bottle rockets out of my yard. They're on top of my roof, right? And y'all ain't going up there to get them. So that further makes me, again, an anti-fireworks guy. You know what I'm saying? When you got other people's fireworks on top of your roof, doesn't that feel a certain kind of way when it's right there at the top? So somebody's got to go get it. Who's going to get it, Brad? It's going to be you or Jake, isn't it? It
well,
ain't going to be the person
don't.
That shot it up there.
I like to go out to rural areas when I shoot fireworks.
Well, I understand what you do. I'm talking about when people that are doing
in town.
It out of your control.
Yeah, that's no
in your neighborhood. I guess you guys are in that Germantown again. Y'all just got them sparklers out there and them little snaps.
Y'all aren't going to have a pug in your hand.
You don't have bottle rockets on top of your roof.
Isn't
like
that what
I
it's
do?
Called a pug where you know, it's the lighter that you hit the wick, you know, and then you run away. We used to do that when we were kids. We used to have bottle rocket fights when we were in high school, you know, on the country, man. They get crazy with them fireworks.
Yeah, I don't. I've seen it. I've seen it with the Roman candles.
Yeah, you can hurt somebody.
You know, you
don't do that.
You point the Roman candles at somebody and go, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't play with that.
Don't do that.
not at 33. No way.
Yeah, Penny has a message.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's a good PSA in terms of playing around.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago in Memphis, they were shooting them at cars, weren't they? We have video of it on the news.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I'll be careful.
All right, so no fireworks for the Jason and John show. We signed off.
Yeah, it's not
okay.
It's not
I
sexy,
like the professional fireworks though. I enjoy the fireworks shows.
Definitely.
There's one in Collierville tonight.
Definitely.
And we got a full list on the website too of some of the local shows here if you want to check it out. 929ESPN.com. All right, final over under here on the Jason and John show. Here it is. The number of times the assistant police chief has visited Memphis. Is this days, John? 1.5 days?
Just visits.
How many visits to Memphis has our assistant made, the police chief?
Over. Under.
1.5 total visits.
Yeah, I saw this story yesterday, and it was outrageous. Sam
Hardiman.
Makes
$170,000.
Of the Daily Memphian reports that the assistant police chief,
Sean Jones,
who, as Brad said, makes a nice salary and is, I don't know, second or third in the chain of command at the police department.
Basically deputy director.
The man votes in Georgia.
Well, he votes because he lives there.
He doesn't even live here. I mean, I guess it's possible that he could rent here. I don't know. I don't know what the... terms and conditions are.
MPD personnel are allowed to live within 2 hours of Shelby County, according to department policy. Now, the only way he lives
two hours
within that's if we're talking about flying.
Right.
Because you cannot drive.
He makes good money. He doesn't make private jet money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he does not live 2 hours within.
A flight takes 80 minutes. I mean, he's right. It's apparently out, from Atlanta to Memphis. And so if that's what they're holding this out on,
yes.
CJ and, all of the reason for hiring him and why this is okay within the loophole, I mean, it's got to be by flight. And that's, what are we talking about here? It's ridiculous. Like John, when I read the story, I was like, oh, this is.
It's a joke.
It's an absolute joke. And she brought him over from Atlanta, after her time, which. For all I can tell, her previous stops haven't been so. What she informed him was, "We're gonna get you $177,000. You ain't gonna have to move. I'm gonna let you stay where you're at."
Mm-hmm.
Or if you had some sort of understanding that he would come, right? Say you said, "You know what? I want you. You're coming with me. I'm gonna give you some time to get moved." Why haven't we gotten him here yet? What's the deal? Haven't we now gotten okay with this? Like, what are we talking about here? And so we know he's been here because my man Mark Weber's got a picture of him. Looks like here, in his uniform, probably during his, I don't know when this was. It just identifies who he is, and he's in his. You can tell he's got his Memphis uniform on. But how much has he been here recently to deal with the issues? Is he doing this by Zoom,
bro? I know.
And this is how we're paying,
right?
He's making essentially $180,000,
dude. The COVID wave, I know, is coming back, but I don't think you can work remotely in this job. I think you have to, be or work from home, which is not even in Memphis.
Now, we just dropped her, right, 40,000 bucks or whatever it was, to 240 or whatever it is, and you're telling me we're paying a dude 180, so not much less than her, that's living essentially in Atlanta and doing it by Zoom.
Correct.
Again, that not knowing how much he's coming back and forth, but that would be an awful lot. I want my guy. There's a reason there's that within two hour policy.
Yes.
It's a drive.
Exactly. That seems a little long,
folks
too.
Folks within the area,
and
the neighboring counties. I don't think anybody had the intention of you're doing this from Atlanta.
Yeah, like, I don't.
I mean, that's wild to me.
People are getting hung up on who he voted for, and which to me it would not have mattered if he voted Republican or Democrat in Georgia. Like, that is like missing the point completely. This is about the fact that there is a highly compensated, first responder that's been appointed by the police chief that does not freaking live here, that does not vote here. So what are we doing? I mean, this is a complete abuse of power by the police chief. I mean, C.J. Davis should be removed yesterday. I mean, I'm not sure how you can think for a single second, if you're Paul Young, for example, newly elected mayor, that she has the public's trust. Because to me, this feels extremely corrupt. if it was extremely corrupt, to have somebody knowing full well he doesn't live here, that he doesn't vote here, and he is, you know, second, third in command. You know, how can you possibly clean up Memphis when your people don't even live there? What are we doing?
Well, my whole thing is you should already been and have been, as far as I'm concerned, on thin ice for the special unit that, you know, has you put together, went out there, killed Tyree Nichols, everything else. And so, you know, you have had a mayor who's come in and been behind her, but to me she already should have been on thin ice. And if you had told me then, right, that you're talking about your second in command, your deputy, is living in Georgia. Now I'm going to ask you even more questions about what are you doing? Like, where's the leadership? What's the structure situation? Show me why you need him at $177,000 a year. Show me why he's useful. I need boots on the ground, and I need them with my administrators too. As far as I'm concerned, I want you here. Then again, I would tell you there's a reason for that 2-hour limit. The way it's written, that's policy. And so it seems to me you're abusing it with this whole you can fly within that.
No, insult our intelligence.
Well, you have to drop your Georgia voting registration if you've moved out of state.
Right.
He just voted. That's the reason they're pointing that out in Georgia. And so that clearly showed they have it. He either hadn't dropped it or no. What it looks like, you're not a resident here
right.
in Tennessee in any way. And so what are we talking about? Like, there are so many question marks in terms of the way she's handled business, and now question marks about, you know, who she's put around her in terms of leadership.
Absolutely.
I mean, how long has he been? This is crazy.
Dude, has to go. She's got to go.
You paying somebody to be your second in command? He's not even in the office.
I mean, this is nuts.
What is he doing? Driving here every weekend and spending the weekend and going back? Either way, I mean, he's still voting in Georgia. This is abuse, as John said, of power. And again, you found a loophole in policy that clearly states that and is meant to be driven.
And you're talking about
2 hours to driving.
Yeah, you're
nobody's about flying in here.
Misinterpreting the spirit of the
rule. You fly in here
clearly.
A lot of places within 2 hours. You fly in from hella far out
Florida,
of here.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And I mean, you bring in somebody from Charlotte and everything else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it calls for a full-on investigation.
If you're
going to
fly everybody up in here.
What else we got going on?
I mean, how much of you know, if the time he has been here has been in any way used, you know, MPD funds to, in terms of his travel back and forth, well, that don't seem right. You know, that would obviously have to be his funds that should be taking care of that. Number one, funds that you're getting when you don't even live here, you'd better be taking care of those, that back and forth on your own. Because if I'm seeing MPD fund, that's even a further abuse of taxpayer dollars.
Yep.
So good work by Samuel Hardiman, because I think if folks knew this from the get-go, you know, they'd be flustered by it.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I don't see again, make the case for me that C.J. Davis is doing a good job.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't think anybody can do that. I don't think there's one to be made, bro.
I mean, the car break-ins, the jack-ins, the shootings on 240.
Add this.
Again, the special unit that killed Tyree Nichols.
Yep.
You know, that was her doing and putting together. You tell me the great job she's doing. What are we waiting on? That's why I'm so proud. So I was surprised at how... And it is. Paul Young's been behind her.
Right.
I've disagreed with that stance. Like Paul Young, I've disagreed with his stance on C.J. Davis. I just think this is further evidence on why, you know, we're smart to do that. I just, again, show me the great job she's doing.
Mm.
This place is a mess.
Mess. All right, we'll come back and get into the rundown. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.